Hello, this is Percy from Opinion Research, and today we're calling people in the Glenwood Springs area about taxes, local services, and possible ballot issues among the upcoming November elections. So, do you live in the city of Glenwood Springs?
Yes, I do.
All right, so it'd be a yes. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
All right, are you registered as
Who are you with?
Opinion Research.
Got it. Okay.
All right. So are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, or an Independent?
Democrat.
All right. Overall, how would you rate the quality of life in Glenwood Springs? Would you say it's excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Quality of life? Pretty darn good. I'd say excellent.
Excellent. All right. And is your opinion of the Glenwood Springs City Council very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or very negative?
I'd say very negative.
Very negative, all right. How would you rate the overall quality or condition of the streets and roads in Glenwood Springs? Would you say they're excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
All right.
Some are absolutely poor.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay. And which of these three statements best applies to the streets and roads near where you live? Number one, which is the city has done a good job keeping them in good condition. Number two, which is the city has made repairs and fixes, but they are in need of more repairs. Or number three, no repairs or fixes have been made and they are in bad conditions.
Number two.
All right. So how would you rate the overall level of taxes and fees you pay as a resident of Glenwood Springs, given the level of services provided by your local and state government? Would you say it's much too high, somewhat high, about right, or even a bit low?
About right?
Okay. So as you may have heard or read, the city of Glenwood Springs is considering a ballot issue this November, asking voters to either renew or replace a soon-to-expire local 1/2-cent sales tax that generates money for street maintenance and repair. So if you could please cast your vote as, like, yes or no on each of the following three separate options. So option number one is, would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2-cent for a total of 1 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed?
Yes, I would agree with that, 100%.
All right. So would you vote yes or no to renew the 1/2-cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent to a total of 3/4 to provide funds needed to pay for all street and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years?
No.
All right.
I feel like they have to prove what they're already doing, which I'm not doing that well at.
All right. And then option three, which is, would you vote yes or no to continue the 1/2-cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance?
Yes.
All right. So next, do you agree or disagree with the statement that opponents to whatever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So the statement is, taxes are high enough already, and we can't just trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
I'm not following this question at all. Can you please repeat it? Would you mind?
For sure. So, do you agree or disagree with this statement that opponents to whoever sales tax increase ballot issue the city puts forth this November might make? So then the statement is, taxes are high enough already, and we can't trust the city government or the politicians to spend this money either as promised or without wasting it.
Oh, that's a tough one. And what are the possible answers?
Do you agree with this statement, or do you disagree with this statement?
Well, I agree with the statement.
Agree. All right. So now lastly, we have a few statements that supporters of the local sales tax for road maintenance and street repair might make. And if you could rate each statement as either being very persuasive, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all. So the first one is, a significant proportion of the sales tax money for Glenwood Spring roads is paid by non-residents who make purchases here. We get good roads and streets, and outsiders who use them contribute.
Not persuasive. No.
By voting yes for the full 1 cent sales tax, the future costs of replacing aging, leaky water and sewer pipes will be shifted away from homeowners and their water bills onto the sales tax, where the cost is shared with non-residents making purchases in Glenwood Springs who drive on our streets.
I don't get, what's the question?
Based on this, like, reason or statement that the supporters might make, do you think it's, like, a very persuasive reason to want to vote for the, like, the 1 cent sales tax? Or if you think it's, like a somewhat persuasive reason or a not persuasive reason at all? And I can read again.
Not persuasive reason at all.
All right. The full 1 cent sales tax option provides additional money to do full roadway and under the street infrastructure repairs all at once, so that when our streets are torn up and replaced, the deteriorating water and sewer pipes underneath, some of which are around 70 years old, can also be replaced.
Okay.
Do you think it's like a very persuasive reason to want to support it, or somewhat persuasive or not persuasive at all?
Somewhat persuasive.
All right. Unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state and federal government to keep our streets in good shape. It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
What was the last sentence you said?
It is up to the local community to take care of itself.
Is that the question?
No, so the full statement is, unless the residents of Glenwood Springs agree to pay for road maintenance and repairs, there is very little money from the state or federal government to keep our streets in good shape. And then it is up to the local community to take care of itself. So do you think that's like a very persuasive reason why I support the 1 cent tax increase, a somewhat persuasive reason, or not at all a persuasive reason?
Well, somewhat persuasive.
Since the cost of somewhat persuasive? All right. So since the cost of construction materials for road repair is up significantly since voters last approved the one half cent sales tax nearly 20 years ago, a 1/4 cent increase in the local sales tax is now needed to generate the money to keep pace and ensure all needed maintenance repair projects can get done.
Got that.
Do you think that's very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
Fairly persuasive.
All right. Glenwood Springs weather is tough on roads, so we need to continually work to maintain and stay on top of fixing damage before it gets worse and costs more.
Well, sure.
All right.
Logical conclusion.
So would you say that's like a very persuasive reason, somewhat persuasive, or not persuasive at all?
I think that's a very persuasive reason. You know, it's just weather does that.
All right. The City Public Works Department has a solid record of accomplishment maintaining, fixing, and replacing damaged streets. They can be trusted to continue this if needed work.
They must have written this survey.
All right, so would you say it's like a very persuasive reason or somewhat persuasive or not at all persuasive?
Not at all.
All right. 100% of all the money raised by this street sales tax goes towards maintaining and replacing roads in cities roads in the city. So by law, the sales tax revenue cannot be diverted to other uses.
Okay.
So do you think this is a very persuasive reason I want to support it, somewhat persuasive or not persuasive at all?
That's very persuasive. They have to be used for those. That's very persuasive.
All right. Voting yes to increase the sales tax above its current 1/2 cent level provides more money to improve sidewalks, crosswalks, signage, and bike lanes, which will increase safety of walking and biking in Glenwood Springs.
I haven't seen any plans that would say that's true. So I have no basis to agree on it because you're just making a statement effectively and saying.
All right. No worries. So voting yes for a full 1 cent sales tax means that when the city needs to do a full replacement of a street and aging pipes below, the work can be done faster on a large portion of the street, meaning less overall disruption to neighbors than it is currently necessary.
That's true. I agree with that.
So would that be a very persuasive reason then?
Yes.
All right. So having heard all this information from like both sides, how would you vote yes or no on each of the following options? So again, option one, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/2 cent for a total of 1 cent, to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing deteriorating water and sewer pipes under the streets when a full replacement of the street is needed.
I would agree with that.
Vote yes, then?
Yes.
All right. Option two, to renew the 1/2 cent sales tax and add an additional 1/4 cent for a total of 3/4 to provide, well, a 3/4 cent to provide funds needed to pay for all streets and road maintenance and surface repairs for the next 20 years, as well as cover costs of replacing and deteriorating water repairs for the next 20 years.
I would agree with that.
Agree. All right. And lastly, to continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
Could you repeat the last one again, please?
Mm-hmm. To continue the 1/2 cent sales tax for 20 years that funds city street and road maintenance.
Well, I agree with that, but I also think probably going to have to add to it, like
all
we
right.
talked to it. Okay.
All right. And finally, if voters approve any of these three sales tax ballots, would you support or oppose allowing the city to borrow against future sales tax revenue in order to get the money up front to speed up road repairs and replacement projects and contract for repairs at today's construction prices rather than future rising prices?
I agree.
Agree, support, all right. Yep. So what is your gender?
Male, last time I checked.
All right. Could you please tell me your age, or would you rather me tell you, like, a range of ages and you tell me which one you fit under?
I'm 72.
72? All right. So how long have you lived in Glenwood Springs?
Since 2005.
2005. That would be around more than 24 years. Well, less than 24 years. All right.
It's not 24 years.
Yeah,
it would be. 18
years. Yes, 18 years. All right. My math is so bad. All right, 18. So do you currently own or rent your current place of residence?
Own.
All right. Well, this is a clear survey. I just want to thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. Hope you have a good rest.
You enjoy it. Thank you.
All right. You too. Goodbye. Thank you. Okay.